the beacon cut through the dark like a knife.
You're listening to the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
That's it. And so, you know, we have to humble ourselves and understand that the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, the lust of the eyes, you know, none of us are without, but it bothers. It can bother you. You know, I mean, I don't know about you, but sometimes I go, Billy Graham said, who I had the pleasure of interviewing, most humblest man I ever met, loving, kind. He said, you know, the closer you get to Jesus, and hopefully as you get older, you will be seeking out, considering eternities in front of you. He said, the closer you get to Jesus, the more you will see your sinful nature. And so don't despair. Sometimes I despair. I don't know if you do. Like if I get mad at somebody in traffic or I say a swear word, I don't want to swear, not because of me, but I don't want God Almighty and the Holy Spirit to have to hear me swearing.
Right.
Know? The only thing is, 2 weeks after I had my born-again experience, I didn't swear anymore. But then a year later, I thought about swearing, and a little over a year later, not only thought about it, then I did it. So it became a sin of not omission, but of a commission. I willingly did that, and there is a shame to that, but the good thing is Jesus, for no matter who's listening to this, where you are, what you've done, I don't care who you've been sleeping with, what you've left undone, have done or haven't done, can you imagine you can be totally washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you have anybody in your life that would die for you right now? I don't. I don't have a friend on earth that would die for me. My mom's off the earth. Maybe she would have, but you know what I mean? And,
yeah.
You know, so, you know, highly unlikely, you know. I mean, I had somebody once, she told me she would die for me. You know, she was with me over 10 years. I went back to look her up years later. It's like she hardly knew me. I was like, you're the person, but all these years I was thinking about you, like you said you would die for me.
And you know what, Rhett, when she said that she would die for you, she, if she meant it, she thought you were a good guy, a wonderful guy, you know, that she would die for you, that she would even say that. But Christ Jesus, while we were still running around doing our rebellious things, you know, that he died for us. He didn't wait for us to get holy to die for us.
And it's so hard for people to realize, you know, he says, blessed are those who are poor in spirit. Now, the ignorant will say, oh, Jesus said, blessed are those who are poor. No, he said, blessed are those who are poor in spirit. Matter of fact, he said, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health as thy soul prospers. First thing is your soul prospers spiritually. Then these things will be added unto you. And so, you know, yes, he does want us to prosper, but not put that before him, you know?
Right. Well said.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was going to say something else, but I forgot what I was going to say. Hi, you're tuned into the Imperfect Show. Imperfect Palmer. Maybe that's what I'm going to have another podcast called Imperfect Palmer. Here I am again. I fell down once more. But we all have different sins, like, you know, and, you know, so poor in spirit is a good thing. If you know you have need of a relationship with God, Jesus said, blessed are the poor in spirit. They know they have need of God. And so when we know that we have need of a power greater than self, I was in a church I've been attending frequently lately, and in that church, there's a lot of very, very wealthy people. And I was brought up wealthy till I was about 12, and there was divorce and alcoholism. And so I know what it's like to be with a lot of those people. And there's a lot of very good people who are very wealthy and give away a lot, but there's also some snoots and some arrogant people. And so we tend to focus in on the negative. You know, all that group up on the barrier island, they don't leave good tips. Well, they're rich. That's why they got rich, by being cheap. No, there's a lot of big givers up on that beach, too. But anyway, so I sort of cultivated even a prejudice against my own group that I was born into when I was younger, when I became poor later on in life, a struggling songwriter living in the ghetto. And so, I've been attending this church, which I love the people there. I mean, they have a healing service on Thursdays over on Flame Vine at 11 o'clock. And I was sitting there, and the nicest group of people, and they come in on Thursdays to pray with people, and they've been having some miraculous healings. And then, like, the Lord spoke to me when I was there. He said, sometimes it takes great wealth to learn how poor you are. See, for some of us, you know, out there that are recovered alcoholics, they know they reached the bottom of the barrel. They call it a bottom of the bottle. They almost died. They realize, wow, I'm poor. I need God. Somebody else may have some other sin. And some people may have a lot of money thinking that that's their God. And then they get to a place and they wonder, why do I feel so empty even though I have $800 million in the account? And so, because Jesus said, blessed are the poor in spirit. No matter what economic level you are on, if you're living in a shack or a cardboard box, like where I've been to do some missionary work in Haiti, or you're living in a mansion, and I've been to billionaires' homes. I know billionaires, and some of them are really good Christian people, some not. And there's all kinds of things out there. And so their path, though, folks, is not your path. And it's not my path. Your path is your path. That's why I have no right to judge another man's servant. You belong to God. Don't let anybody judge you. You can listen to people and walk away and chew on what they said if you have humility. Sure. But it doesn't mean you have to buy into what they're cursing. You're no good. Blah, blah. Who are you to say I'm no good? I belong to the only one that's good above. And maybe, you know, that song, he's still working on me, he's working on all of us, particularly those that have given up to him, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, so no matter what your situation is in life, maybe God has you there for a reason, right? Right? Okay, you're breaking up there.
Yeah.
I can't hear you.
Really strong.
You're breaking up. Did you move or something? Did you move your phone or anything? Because you're frozen on the screen.
How about now?
Nope. Keep talking. Move back to wherever you were or whatever you were doing.
Is that better?
I don't know.
All right.
Can you hear me now? Okay. We can edit this back later.
Yeah, we can edit it.
Yeah, I hear your voice.
Okay. I can't. Okay. Count to 10. Count to 10.
I just.
Richard, count to 10.
One, two, three, four, five.
Okay,
six.
You were going to say something. Let's see if we can do that without being broken up.
I just felt really strongly that someone's listening to the broadcast and they're and they're feeling that like they're at the end. They're feeling like that there's no hope, and they've even considered taking their life.
No wonder you're breaking up, because it says the devil owns the airwaves. So go ahead. We're going to get this message through. Somebody is listening right now. And make sure when we do edit this, don't take this portion out, okay, Doolin? This is important. Somebody out there, God has his ways. So somebody might be listening to this broadcast, and you're really down in the dumps and considering suicide. Okay, go ahead, Richard. Tell what you're feeling.
God just really put on my heart that somebody out there is feeling hopeless. They feel like they've come into the end, that there's no hope, and they're considering taking their life. It just, God really touched my heart with that while you were talking.
Yeah.
And
I don't know if you've ever been that despondent. I have been that despondent. In other words, came to an understanding of why people would do it, have no desire to do it, because I find whatever people want to say, Christians, non-Christians, they think that heaven's going to be a great place. But I think God did a great job here, like hearing the. Imagine if we didn't have birds to fill the morning air with song. You know, and yes, folks, you're not alone on that iceberg. I've been there, too. You feel like you don't have a friend in the world. You don't think anybody cares. God cares.
He certainly does.
But he will bring you to your knees where you will call and say, I have met so many people that have said, all right, God, if you're real, show me now. Like my friend Beth, and she said, if you don't come now, I will never say this prayer again. And she had a visitation. I think of my friend who's just passed away. The Lord sent me to his house down in Fort Pierce, Florida. He's a black man named Al Black, sweetheart. He's a famous writer, a painter. They wouldn't allow his paintings in the galleries because of the color of his skin. How stupid is that? But what the black folks did who were artists, trained under Bacchus, is they would sell out of their car. They would sell out of the trunk of their car. And so Anyway, I've interviewed him many times, but the Lord sent me down last week one more time, and he went to prison for 12 years, and he said he was addicted to crack cocaine. And he called out to Jesus in that jail cell, and he said this big white light appeared in the jail cell, and it was Jesus, and healed him totally on the spot. He said that when I was just down to see him, that was 34 years ago. He said, and God sent me down, and then the next week he's in the hospital, and now he's dead. My friend Al is dead. Well, he's dead to this world, but now he's with that Savior Jesus. So whoever you are and whatever you're going through, God is aware of it, and he wants to be your best friend.
That's
you,
it.
You don't have another friend who would lay down their life for you. Not likely. Maybe there are some men out there that would take a bullet for their wives, because Jesus actually said men should love their wives as Christ loved the church, willing to die for it. And there, I don't think there's a woman out there. She knows, wow, hey, Bert. You willing to die for me? No doubt about it. I want you to live. I'd rather have you live, not me. You take a bullet for me. You love me. Oh, well, then she feels safe, secure, and then she's going to be free to do what men want. And men want to be admired, preferred, you know, they want to be deferred to. They're giving the shoulders to make a final decision, but it also says in the scriptures, only a fool does not confer with his wife. And so we're all in a mixed up place of a fallen state. You look outside, though, this is the skeletal remains of heaven. This was supposed to be a heavenly place, paradise. You know, it's the skeletal remains. The flesh and the muscle, the sinew, it's all fallen off. And so what we're seeing, even though it's still beautiful, perhaps in paradise we didn't eat our friends. I mean, so anyway, I'll go into those stuff. But so you feel there's somebody, if you're out there and you're listening to this right now, as Richard said, and he feels an unction that maybe somebody is considering suicide, call somebody up like me or Richard or whoever and find a lifeline of somebody who cares. There are people that care. I know there's a lot of people that are. And it's not of their own doing. Maybe they just haven't been birthed into love. They didn't know love, so they have no way. All they know is stealing because they don't know how to earn a living. Or they, you know, the proclivity. Who knows? It's not ours to judge. People have a lot of excuses and histories, and some are just lazy. But there's reasons for everything, but it's not our business. But there are people out there who will accept you for who you are.
Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
We'd like to thank Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie for sponsoring It's a New Day. We'd also like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting us.
Mivela Casa Corp is a family-owned, woman- and minority-certified business dedicated to janitorial, commercial, post-construction, and residential cleaning, providing service to doctors' offices, schools, private daycares, commercial buildings, and clubhouses. Mivela Casa can be reached at MivelaCasaCorp.com or call 561-202-4626, providing service to Palm Beach, Broward, and Martin counties.